Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. There's just a touch of briskness in the air, but it's not so much that a picnic is out of the question. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get tickets, and if you haven't seen the spider exhibit, you can get those tickets at the same time. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. We're experiencing the changing of the seasons in the garden. It's also a time of year when we can be surprised by both the expected and the unexpected in the garden. To the side of the garden entrance is a true sign of fall. The sweet gum tree here is in its full fall dress. The red and yellow leaves are blazing. It's also called a liquid amber tree, and these trees can get up to 75 feet tall, but remain a fairly straight, narrow tree with a spread of only 40 to 50 feet. They are deciduous, so they do drop all their leaves in the chilly weather, but the common name of red gum comes from the blazing red colors of the fall leaves. Along with the sycamore trees, they are one of the few deciduous trees in the garden, and you can see a couple that are even taller than this one if you wander out Memorial Meadow Lane to where it joins up with Lakeview Road. Taking the side entrance path into the children's garden, there's a sweet yellow chrysanthemum just beginning to bloom, and just past it, a surprising pink dahlia. While chrysanthemum is one of the best of the fall flowers, the dahlia is generally a late spring to midsummer bloomer, but it can also depend on when you plant the tubers. It takes about 8 weeks from planting to flowering, and our little dahlia garden is blooming surprisingly late this year. If you're heading to the Spider Expo, just to the left side of the entrance is the Brazilian plume. This giant-sized gold fountain of blooms will get to be 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. It's a prolific bloomer, and with these wonderful big leaves, it makes a beautiful backdrop in your tropical garden as long as it's protected from frost. Throughout the garden, you can find other glorious bright yellow blooms of the golden senna plant. This variety, Suratensis, is named after the town of Surat near Bombay, India. One of the prettiest in the garden right now is located in the raised bed in the picnic area at Dotties. These plants are used both as a spice and a medicine in their home countries, and they are loved by yellow butterflies. Heading around the cactus garden, the Pateo de Mayo, also known as the Mexican organ pipe, is blooming, as is the Clisto cactus, a plant from Bolivia and Peru, with a striking hot orange bloom and lots of them. Then if you walk down into the tropical garden, there's a giant bromeliad that's sending up a flowering spike. This colorful spike is green, yellow, and red. If you walk left out through the rose garden, you can see a surprising amount of early paper whites coming up, and a few are already in bloom, while there is also a fabulous bed of California fuchsia blooming. The fiery tangerine-colored blooms against the gray-green foliage of the California fuchsia makes a really beautiful addition to your rock garden or as a tall ground cover. Throughout the garden, the loquat trees are blooming and getting ready to set fruit, as they are the first fruit to ripen in the spring. At the edge of Memorial Meadow, the Chinese scholar trees are hanging heavy with seed pods. If you look on the ground, you can see where the seed pods are broken open and the seeds eaten. Also, if you walk the trails in the conifer collection, you can see the acorns still on the young oak trees. These acorns will feed the squirrels until the loquats come on in the spring. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.